Here's Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, and a story from the Republican American on Thursday. In Falls Village, the Board of Selectmen continuing to seek a solution to the encroachment problem between Great Falls Property, doing business as the Falls Village Inn, and the former firehouse, which extends 4 inches onto the inn's property. During the board meeting on Monday, residents expressed concern with the selectmen's proposal to allow for the restrictions the inn wants imposed if the town were to sell the adjacent structure. The owners will give 10 feet in return for a prohibition of selling the firehouse to a sit-down restaurant, garage, or automobile repair shop. First Selectman Henry Todd said the arrangement is being considered to avoid prolonged legal battles that could cost at least $60,000. He said town attorney Anthony Chip Rohrbach told him going for a ruling on adverse possession to allow the town to take the sliver of land could take years and cost a lot of money. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council is partnering with the American Mural Project for the next Arts Night Out, the Arts Council's popular creative networking event. The event will serve as an art supply drive in which supplies will be donated directly to the Litchfield ARCs and the Winston Area Child Care Center's visual art programs. More information at artgiveback2019.eventbrite.com. That event is planned to be held at the American Mural Project on Whiting Street in Winston, Connecticut, on Thursday, December 12th at 6 p.m. It's the Holiday Craft and Vendor Fair at Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lobby. It runs 4 until 7 p.m. It benefits the Extras program. The Sharon Women's Club Bacon Wreath Sale will be held Saturday from 9 to 1 in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. There'll also be for sale butternut pear, Jerusalem artichoke, and tomato basil soup. Proceeds of the sale donated to the Sharon Community Foundation. It's an opportunity to obtain pies and soups for your Thanksgiving dinner and wreaths to begin your holiday decorating. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a blood drive from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd at the TD Bank parking lot on Main Street in Great Barrington and the Sheffield Pantry. Non-perishable food, personal and health care items will be accepted to assist South County residents who are in need this holiday season. The Hillsdale United Methodist Church at the junction of Route 22 and 23 presenting their annual Thanksgiving bake sale on Saturday from 9 till 2, all proceeds benefiting the church's fuel fund. You're invited to come over and get a head start on your holiday shopping in neighboring Columbia County. The Copaic United Methodist Church will hold a Christmas sale on the 23rd from 10 until 2 in the parish house next to the church. Wreaths for sale, a pie and bake sale with free coffee and free mini muffins. You can have a snack while making the rounds at the various Christmas events. The Festival of Trees, the 12 Days of Christmas, run November 23rd through December 7th, Saturday through Wednesday, 12 to 4, and Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, at Noble Horizons in Salisbury. Of course, as always, there is free admission. The Housatonic Camera Club Holiday Photography Exhibit will be held this year at 350 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, the second floor building across from the Boathouse Restaurant in Lakeville. More information at HousatonicCameraClub.com. The exhibit will be held Saturday evening, the 23rd, from 4 until 7 p.m. Sharon Historical Society and Museum will hold an author talk and book signing with Storin Ed Kirby on November 23rd from 5 till 7, 18 Main Street in Sharon. It'll be at 6 p.m. He'll sign copies of his latest book, The Making of the Iron Industrial Age. Books will be available at the event. Beethoven and Beyond comes up at the Sharon Playhouse on November 23rd, 5:30 cocktail hour, 6:30 performance. Enjoy the classical strains of Beethoven's variations from Handel's Judas Maccabeus Horatio and Schubert's Sonata in Minor and Chopin's 2 nocturnally transcribed for cello and piano, featuring Navia Perlman on piano and Christine Lamprera on the cello. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Cornwall Association holding its trivia night on Saturday night at the Trinity Retreat Center on Lower River Road. Doors open at 6. It's a BYO dinner, and the game starts at 7. Teams of 6 are welcome. The cost, $5 per person. All funds raised go to the Cornwall Library. To register, email info@cornwallassociation.org. The Cheshire High School Marching Band presents a train show. The Cheshire High School Paint Show comes up on November 24th at the high school, South Main Street in Cheshire, in between 10 and 3. Meanwhile, it's the Bicentennial Commemoration of Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon, on Sunday the 24th. A commemoration Eucharist will be held at 10:30 with Presiding Bishop the Right Reverend E.N.T. Douglas and assisting the Reverend Martha Tucker, officiating as they mark their 200th anniversary of the church's consecration. November 24th, 1819, a brunch reception will follow in the parish hall at noon with historic displays. Everybody is welcome to attend. Wreath-making workshop by Sweet Haven Farm. All supplies provided. Adults and youth welcome at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. On Monday, there's a community Thanksgiving dinner being held at the Bitterman Center on Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. That will run from 2 until 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the day at 27,765.75, down 55.34 yesterday. NASDAQ opens today at 8,506.21, and the S&P 500 at 3,103.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.